Over the past few years, Australia's rate of youth unemployment has been on the rise, and in some regional areas it's tipped to go over 20%. New data, analysed by the welfare group The Brotherhood of St Lawrence, shows the average unemployment rate for 15 to 24-year-olds topped 12% in the year to January, and that's up nearly 4% since 2008. Well, today the Brotherhood of St Lawrence is launching a new campaign to tackle youth joblessness. It's called My Chance, Our Future. Tony Nicholson is the Executive Director of the Brotherhood with us from Canberra. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, James.
So for many years, Australia has been making inroads into youth unemployment, but then came the global financial crisis. What's going on?
Well, as you say, it's youth unemployment has escalated since that period. I think what is revealed by this data that even when adult unemployment was quite stable, youth unemployment continued to escalate. And what that really reflects, I think, is that in this modern economy where employers are really driven to be internationally competitive, they place such a premium on education and skills and work experience. And that's what these young people are really struggling with. The transition from school to work in this modern economy is much more fraught than it has been in decades gone by.
It needs to be said some young people are struggling with, because some young people are also doing very well out of the changing economy, and you've broken it down geographically. Where are the hotspots?
Well, whites have got a national level of 12.2%. In some communities, it's much higher. So if you look around Australia in North and West Tasmania, it's as high as 21%. In Queensland and Cairns, it's up to 20%. North Adelaide, 17.5%. In some of the northern regions of Victoria, in the Goulburn Valley and around areas like Bedonga and Wangaratta, it's as high as 17.5%. Even in Western Australia, which has been the boom state for some time, if you look at the Peel, down in the Peel region of Western Australia, it's around 17%. So these are incredibly high rates of youth unemployment.
And are the reasons the same in all those regions, or are they region-specific?
There's no doubt that where there is a downturn in regional economies, young people are hit the hardest. But more broadly, what we can read out of this data is that in the modern economy, young people need a lot more assistance in making the transition from school to work. They need much more assistance in getting the work experience. They need much better vocational advice. Too many of these young people come to us with, being unemployed for lengthy periods of time but having several certificates. So they need advice as to what opportunities are emerging for them in the economy. But most importantly, they just need an opportunity to get the work experience in a real workplace with an employer that will give them a stepping stone to landing their first job. And that's what we've really got to find a way of doing that in our modern economy.
And what do you say to the argument that the barrier to that first stepping stone, that entry of the young person into the workforce, might be things like penalty rates or minimum four-hour working shifts or minimum youth wages?
Well, we do have a youth wages system in Australia. I don't think anyone would argue that $7.74 is an exorbitant wage.
You can find some if you look hard enough. There are some very strict neoclassical economists in the country.
Well, we've been trialling ways of assisting young people in dealing with a lot of employers. Overwhelmingly, what employers tell us is that it's about getting young people to have work experience, for them to have knowledge about the workplace, basic workplace skills such as understanding occupational health and safety, working in a team, taking direction from a supervisor. These are the matters that employers want dealt with. A wage level at $7.74 an hour isn't the issue for most employers.
And how is the government responding to the need?
Well, we're trying to bring a spotlight onto this issue. In all the talk about jobs over recent times, there's been very little attention given to youth unemployment. We've got a situation in Australia now where 40% of all the unemployed people in our nation are actually young people. So the first thing is to understand the level of the crisis and the nature of the modern economy and how that's impacting on young people trying to move from school to work.
Tony Nicholson, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Joe.
Tony Nicholson is the Executive Director of the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence.